Well, now to matters closer to home, literally. RTE Radio 1 is to receive its biggest overhaul in many years, with Kieran Cudahy confirmed as the new presenter of Liveline. The new Today with David McCullough will begin at 9, and Oliver Callan will be on air between 11 and 1. Louise Duffy moves to mid-afternoons. Drive Time will air between 4 and 6, and it will have two new presenters, Colm O'Mungoin and Katie Hannan. There will be a sports programme between 6 and 7. As you probably know, it was revealed yesterday that Ray Darcy was leaving the station. For more, I'm joined by RTE's Director of Audio, Patricia Monaghan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
This is the most thorough shake-up of Radio 1 in a very long time. Why did you decide it was necessary?
Well, look, there was very clear commitment in the New Direction strategy that we would review and refresh all the output. And when I took up the role just over a year ago, I suppose that was the task I was set over the course of my tenure. What we really want to do is future-proof public service for audiences into the future and make sure that we're still providing the best public service we possibly can for audiences. So we have taken our time and we've taken a very considered view. We've gone out and we've spoken to the audience and we've considered it very carefully. And ultimately, all of these decisions are audience-led. We want to make sure that we are providing them with the content they need and want across the day and the different types of content and the variety of content they want across the day. And that is where all of these decisions have come from, and that's our main motivation here.
So there will be new names on the schedule, but will Radio 1 sound any different? Because its critics would say that it's too staid, too middle-aged, too middle-class.
I think what we'll do is keep the absolute best of it, and it's very important to say that Radio 1 has some very key strengths, and you know, it's the biggest radio station in the country. We've got 1.3 million listeners who think that, you know, and who tune in all the time. So they will still get what they love in terms of credible, trustworthy news and current affairs, in terms of entertainment, in terms of big interviews, in terms of arts, culture, sport. They will still get all of that. But it probably needs to evolve in line with changing audience habits and needs. We know we live in a very different media landscape now than we may have done when the schedule was originally conceived of or was last conceived of in this way. And we need to evolve with that. And we need to reflect people's lives. People have, you know, less time to listen. There's a lot more media sources and we want to stay relevant to them. Radio, as you know, is very resilient and has proven very well and is still very popular amongst Irish audiences. And we want to maintain that as much as possible, but the onus is on us to make sure that we're delivering them with the content that they need.
So the changes, they won't just be confined to the names over the door.
No, like I think, look, the schedule is an important first step, right? Who's presenting what, right? But actually, the engine room of any radio station is the content, you know, and the teams of researchers and producers and editors who think carefully every day about what content are we serving our listeners. So we will be sitting with all of those teams in the coming weeks and we'll be optimising, I suppose, the shows as we deliver, as we develop them in line with audience need.
Now, we know that David McCullough will be on directly after Morning Ireland. For the listener, is there a danger there of an overload of news and current affairs between 7 and 11?
Look, I think David is a very versatile broadcaster and will have a lot to offer, you know. So Morning Ireland...
So he will be doing the cookery slot and the like.
Well, we'll talk to him about cookery. We'll see what he's into. But he definitely will be doing a broad breadth of content, you know. So he's obviously very well capable and very established in terms of news and current affairs and big interviews and analysis. And he will deliver some of that. Morning Ireland obviously does a brilliant job at keep getting everybody up to date in the morning, delivering the news that people need to hear in the morning. So David will stray more into the field of analysis, you know, and, you know, maybe more in-depth interview. But he will also look at a broader field of topic, you know, including entertainment, culture, consumer topics, you know, lifestyle issues that are very important to our listeners every day.
Why did you decide to look outside the station for a new presenter for Liveline?
Well, as you know, we ran a very extensive expressions of interest process, and that was open to people outside and in the station and in RTE as a whole. Obviously, this was a recommendation from one of the EAC reports a couple of years ago, and it's something we really wanted to do. We want to be open. We've been criticised.
And did Kieran Cudahy, did he apply through this expressions of interest process?
Kieran did apply through that process, yeah. So we want to be open to inviting people in, to, I suppose, identifying people both outside and inside the organisation. organisation who can be part of the future we're trying to build. And that was very successful with over 500 applicants. Kieran applied like everybody else and went through a very robust process that we ran in Radio 1. And obviously then we came to the decision to offer him the job. So it was less a decision to go outside than to identify the right candidate for the job as far as we were concerned.
Will he continue presenting on Virgin Media?
Not in the long term, no. He'll obviously have a notice period to work out and we're happy for him to do so. But in the long term, no, he'll be focused on Lifeline.
And will anybody else, you mentioned there that call that you put out for people who would like to present, will anybody else who applied through that process, will they be getting a break?
Yeah, so look, at other people who are on the schedule did apply through that process, right? You know, so that's the first thing. And secondly, that is an expression of interest that we have now got a very long list, over 500 people who've expressed an interest, and that we keep record of that for the next 2 years, and as roles come up we will always consider it. We're currently working through a process obviously for Arena following the passing of our good colleague Sean Rocks, and we have lots of interest on that list for arts programming and that might be interested in that, so we will continue to refer to that to find future broadcasters and to develop future broadcasters and new people who can work within RTE.
Ray Darcy has said he's hugely disappointed by the way he was treated. Has RTE been unfair to him?
Look, with change of this scale, there are always difficult conversations to be had. And that's never easy for anybody. I think Ray has given a brilliant 11 years to Radio 1, and that needs to be recognised. And I'd like to thank him for that contribution and recognise that. And indeed, the contributions that the team have made and the Ray Darcy show has made. He's obviously not part of our future plans, and that's never an easy thing or communication to have with somebody. But like I said, we wish him very well.
Could it have been better handled? Should he have been given an opportunity to say goodbye?
Look, that is something I would always facilitate, you know, and obviously different people choose to deal with that in different ways. But as far as I'm concerned, that's something that would always be possible.
Right, so you wouldn't have had a problem then if he had presented yesterday afternoon and said goodbye to his audience?
Not at all, no problem at all.
A new team fronting Drive Time, Katie Hannan and Colm O'Mungoin. When will listeners know where Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara are going?
That will be in the coming weeks, as I said this morning. You know, they will continue to be a critical part of Radio 1 and RTE. And we're very excited to announce what they're going to be doing in the next few weeks.
So they will still be an integral part of the schedule?
Of course they will, yeah.
When is all of this change due to start?
Before the end of the year. So obviously there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of people involved. So getting to today was a big milestone. So we're working towards a start date now, and we will keep people informed and let them know in the coming weeks.
Patricia Monaghan, Head of Audio with RTE. Thank you very much for being with us on the News at One this afternoon.
Thank you, Rachel.